Today's podcast, how your savings can impact financial aid. If you're like many parents, you may be wondering whether saving too much for college will decrease your child's chances of receiving need-based federal financial aid. Here's an overview of how different types of assets fit into the financial aid equation. The EFC calculation. First, let's look at the expected family contribution, also known as EFC, a critical component of the free application for federal student aid, also known as FAFSA. EFC, or the amount you're expected to contribute towards your child's educational cost, factors in the following financial resources. 20% of the student's assets, such as money, investments, business interests, and real estate, 50% of the student's income after certain allowances, 2.6 to 5.6% of the parent's assets, such as money, investments, business interests, and real estate, based on a sliding income scale after certain allowances, 22 to 47% of the parent's income based on the sliding income scale after certain allowances. Your assets and the EFC. Now let's examine how specific types of assets affect the EFC formula. Retirement accounts, such as IRAs and 401ks, whether yours or your child's, are not counted at all in determining the EFC for federal financial aid. Be careful, however, about taking money out of your IRA or any retirement account to pay for college. Though the tax law permits penalty-free withdrawals from a traditional or Roth IRA to pay for qualified college costs, doing so could jeopardize financial aid in the following year. The entire withdrawal, including principal and earnings, counts as income on the following year's aid application. Different types of equity. The equity in your primary home, a family-owned business, insurance policies, and annuities is also excluded from your assets when determining the EFC. Student assets that belong to the student result in a great reduction in financial aid. UGMA and UTMA accounts are all counted as student assets. In addition, they may increase the student's included income to the extent that interest, dividends, or capital gains are reported on the student's income tax return. Often, the income tax benefit of setting aside investment assets in the child's name is offset by the reduction in the child's financial aid package. 529 and Coverdell Educational Savings Accounts. These vehicles may be two of the better options to save for college without jeopardizing financial aid. They offer special advantages when it comes to aid eligibility. If a parent owns a 529 account or ESA, up to 5.6% of the value is included in the EFC as a parent. If grandparents own the account, none of the value is included. A 529 or ESA owned by a dependent student or by a custodian for a student is to be reported on the FAFSA as a parental asset. Withdrawals from 529 plans and ESAs are also treated advantageously. When used to pay for college, such withdrawals are excluded from your federal income tax return and don't need to be added back in reporting family income on the FAFSA. Please note, some colleges calculate financial aid using a different methodology when offering their own grants and tuition discounts. The institution methodology used by these colleges may count home equity, sibling assets, and certain investment accounts in a manner that differ from the federal methodology. This material has been provided for general informational purposes only and does not constitute either tax or legal advice. Although we go through great lengths to ensure that our information is accurate and useful, we recommend you consult a tax preparer, professional tax advisor, or a lawyer. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.